Pope Benedict XVI marked the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord and World Day for Consecrated Life yesterday evening with Vespers in St. Peter's Basilica. During his homily, he called on men and women religious to be luminous witnesses to Christ in an increasingly relativistic world. Emer McCarthy reports.
Today, especially in the more developed societies, we are witnessing a condition that is characterized by a radical plurality, a progressive marginalization of religion in the public sphere, a relativism that touches on fundamental values. This situation demands that our Christian witness be luminous and coherent, and that ever more care and generosity be given toward our efforts in the area of education. This was at the heart of Pope Benedict's message to men and women religious Wednesday as he reflected on the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lord, also known in the English-speaking world as Candlemas. In a basilica crowded with nuns, monks and priests from near and far, the Pope said the feast is an eloquent icon of the complete giving of one's life for those men and women who through evangelical counsels are called to imitate in the Church and in the world the light of Christ.
Vorrei proporre tre brevi pensieri per la riflessione in questa festa.
He then proposed three thoughts for reflections. Firstly, he said those who are called to consecrated life have a special experience of this light, which shines forth from the incarnate word. Secondly, the evangelical image which manifests prophecy as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Simeon and Anna, in contemplating Jesus, catch a glimpse of his destiny of death and resurrection for the salvation of all peoples. Consecrated life, he said, is called to this prophetic witness. Thirdly, the gospel image of the presentation of Jesus shows the wisdom of Simeon and Anna, the wisdom of a life totally dedicated to seeking the face of God. Consecrated life, in the world and in the Church, is a visible sign of this seeking of the face of the Lord.
Siate ascoltatori assidui della parola.
Finally, Pope Benedict concluded, consecrated life becomes a life-giving commitment. With wisdom and with faith and the inexhaustible possibilities of true education, so that it can guide the hearts and minds of the men and women of our time towards the good life of the gospel. I'm Emer McCarthy.